This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Vanuatu itself has a diverse culture. It has like 83 islands, but when we come together, we speak Bishlama because Bishlama is like a language that brings us all together. Even though we come from different cultures, different custom, background, identity, coming to New Zealand, we are able to identify us through that language. It holds us together.
Hello, everyone.
Takaho.
Selamat datang.
Konnichiwa.
Hola.
안녕하세요.
Assalamualaikum.
And kia ora.
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome back to Connecting Cultures Features, a show by, for, and about the multicultural people of Dunedin in New Zealand. So, Bislama Language Week is coming up, and we are here with the Ni Vanuatu community, Janista and also Kathy. Kia ora, all of you. Thanks for being here today. We're very excited about Bislama Language Week here at ORFM. There will be a podcast series available for people to listen to. And also there are lots of events coming up in the city. But before we go there, I wonder if you can tell us how your week's been and how excited you are about Bishlama Language Week.
It's been great to be here out of Vanuatu and see the theme work that we are able to work together and put this all together. And obviously with you guys' help, it makes the load easier for us, and definitely see how much theme work makes the dream work, you know? It's great to be here and value our culture, our people. This is the first time I'll be involved in such a thing. Because, you know, over the years, I've just heard about, you know, Samoan Language Week, Tongan Language Week, and you haven't heard anything about Bishlama Language Week. And when I first moved here and met with the community here, it's a very small community, but it's powerful.
Yes.
We try to stick together and we try to help each other out with academic, you know, academic areas and also things like this, such as the Bishlama Language Week. It helps us to show our true identity and make us proud of where we come from. And it's exciting because not a lot of people all around the world knew where Vanuatu is. But it's definitely there. There's people from there that's here in Dunedin, yeah? And you know that Dunedin is, it's far away from everyone else. I feel like sometimes we're isolated, but knowing the people and connecting to the people of our own culture and community makes a difference from how we live our life and how we share our values and how we share our custom and culture, because it brings us close together and it brings Vanuatu close to us instead of, it felt like we never left the island when we're together.
That is a really good feeling to have when you're with your community. And I always see the Vanuatu community as like small but mighty, you know? The fact that you guys have a Bishlama Language Week here in Otipoti, Dunedin with the events that you hold. And I'm really excited for us to talk about all of that in today's interview. Kathy, you did mention about moving here to Dunedin. Maybe this is a really good chance for us to get to know each other personally. So, Kathy, do you want to tell us your migration story and what's it like moving to Dunedin?
Definitely. Okay, where would I start?
Start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
Okay. We have time.
Okay, thank you. So, I guess I would say I left home at the age of 12 that I migrate to Samoa and started my education journey there. And from there, from that particular time, I felt like I made a goal and plan that I would further my education. And it doesn't matter where I go in the world, but I will find joy in the journey, you know. So with that desire in heart, I ended up doing my degree in Pacific Island Studies with a minor in tourism and information technology at the University of Brigham Young in Hawaii. And I was there for the last 6 years. Then I decided to go back home to Vanuatu, and that's where I met my husband. Ah. And we got married back in 2024, and we had a little baby child named Adelia. And yeah, so, and then I still have that mindset that I will continue my education, like my family, like having a family won't stop me from gaining a higher education. So yeah, when the Manaki scholarship ad came out, I decided to just fill it out. And at that time I was pregnant, so I didn't know how it will all go, but I guess it eventually went through. When I saw that I got the scholarship, I was looking through all the schools in New Zealand, and Dunedin stuck out to me. Yeah, it's very cold, and it feels like it's isolated. And I told my husband that I think that's where I want to go.
Why? Why would you want to go somewhere cold and isolated?
I've lived in Utah before, and it's very cold there as well. And I felt like, to me, getting to know people is my passion, I feel like, or connecting with people, knowing their stories, their cultures, and how they do things. I guess I'm attracted to that side of things. So with the goal in mind that I would come here and I would make friends and meet people, even if they're from all background and culture, ethnicity, and I thought that would be exciting for me, because then I felt like once you're starting to know people and get to know them, the world becomes smaller. Yeah, you can travel all around the world, but meeting people from all around the world give you the feeling that you're already traveling all around the world. So, yeah, when I first moved here, it's just, I have no idea who was down here. Everyone was saying, oh, you chose a very cold place. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but we'll see. So during the Moana Nui, that's when I met Janesta.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So it was such a nice feeling. I was
emotional,
very emotional.
At the same time.
Have you met any Ni Vanuatu people before? Before the Moana Nui?
Yeah, no. Wow. She was the first one I met. I saw her. She was wearing her island dress, definitely this island dress, maybe. So I told my Japanese friend, I was like, oh my goodness, I will not leave Moana Nui until I say hi to her, because I know for sure she is from Vanuatu. So when I saw her, it just clicked, yeah. I never said hi, but I just hugged her and started feeling emotional.
Wow.
Knowing that, you can't travel too far, I feel like. So when I saw her, I know that that's where my community start. That's my connection with my people will be, yeah? So slowly and eventually, I get to meet all the others in the community, the other Vanuatu community here. And it's very small, but I love it. It's, like I mentioned earlier, the teamwork, yeah? We're such a small team, but we put our hands together to accomplish whatever it is that's there, whether it's in academic or whether it's extra activity curriculum like this one, or any other, like anything to do with our own personal family. I feel like together we are strong. Mm-hmm. And looking back, did I regret coming here? Definitely no. It's amazing, and it's been a wonderful experience to be here, and definitely meeting wonderful people such as you. And it's great knowing, getting to know you and what you do for work, and knowing that you don't just meet us, but you meet all other community as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I was in your position, that would be fun, and mm-hmm. having to, you know, learn about a little bit of different cultures, different people. We might not have the funds to travel the world, but when we meet people, it's like they bring their islands, or they bring their country, or they bring their community to us. And we can feel that through their presence and the spirit that they bring. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you.
Aww. There's so much gems in your conversation today. And I do want to break it apart and talk about your stories of moving to different countries. And I think we'll come back to this conversation. Janista, what do you remember about meeting Kathy the first time at Wananui? We'll hear her point of view as well.
Well, during the Moana Nui, we were so privileged that the Wantok communities were able to include us Vanuatu community to hold a feather workshop during that time. And I think, like she mentioned, our community is made up of us students. We're all students at the Otago University. And during the time, it was just me and my son who went down. There were supposed to be four of us, but my other friend, she had a sick child, so I went there and started doing the feather workshop. And yeah, I think my booth was a bit busy at that time. I didn't see her, but I think she was at the background, because there were like other booths as well, that the food stalls, and we have other Pacific Island booth as well. And yeah, I think my son came by and he told me that there's a woman there, and she was asking about you. And I was like, okay, where is she? But she went, like, she walked by. And then I think probably 10 to 20 minutes later, she came back and she saw that I was free and not, like, there wasn't any, because the children mainly were at my front of the table, because they loved the feathers. They wanted me to, like, weave their feathers for them. It was quite busy with them. Yeah, when she saw that I was free, she just came in and then she said, are you from Vanuatu? I'm like, yeah, I am, because I was wearing my island dress at that time. I am from Vanuatu. And then she just came and hugged me. Aww. And then, yeah, she just started, being emotional. And I was as well, because I was the same like her last year. When I came in last year, this is my second year. Last year when I came in, I didn't know that there was any Vanuatu people community here. I tried to mingle in with other Pacific Islanders. I also came in through the Manaki Scholarship, yeah. And we had our orientation, and I tried to mingle with my other Pacific Island students. And then after that, I was searching for Vanuatu. Like, anyone that is from Vanuatu, that is like, I'm home. I'm home. But I happened to find Lena. I know you know Lena.
We love Lena.
Yeah, yeah. I happened to find her last year at the Pacific Welcome. And that's when I found her and another student here, Jenny. She is doing her PhD in dentist. I was able to find them at that time. And I literally, like, in my heart, I was crying because, I mean, like, tears of joy. You know, when you're in a new place and you don't know, like, from my experience, apart from Kathy, that was my first time traveling to, like, a big country, an international country, especially New Zealand. And just coming here, everything, like literally everything is new to me. Mm. Yeah. I think one of my experience was like just trying to learn about navigating your way through Google Map. And that was a new thing to me. It took me time to get to know that. So all of these things, it just made me like, I just needed someone to like lean to, someone that I know that I can lean on, I can go to on my downtime. And yeah, when I saw her that time, when she was like, that was me. That was, yeah, so we bonded literally at that time. We exchanged numbers, our Facebook page, and we started communicating after that.
This is beautiful. It also comes back to the feeling of finding home in just the most random places. Mm-hmm. And both of you came here from the Manaaki Scholarship. Yeah. And I do want to ask a bit about that. Mm-hmm. Janista, what are you currently studying?
Oh, I am doing my second year of Bachelor's of Commerce, and I am studying pure accounting. Yeah.
What made you want to study accounting? What was your education pathway from Vanuatu to here?
Oh, well, I started high school. I was a major in science. And I was doing science back then. And then I think along the way, I got pregnant with my firstborn son. He's 10 years old now. And then I left school. But I was able to find a job. And somehow I found myself in the finance section. So I was there for quite some time, and I found that numbers is very exciting, and I had the passion, but I didn't have the qualifications. So at that time I felt like I needed to pursue more in my education path, and I feel like I needed to get more studies on that area. So, yeah, I started taking some short courses at the University of South Pacific. That's a local university back in Vanuatu. And I did my certificate in business and administration, and I got my diploma. And then after that, I said, okay, why not I'll try and apply for the Manaaki. So I applied the first time, and I got that. I was so fortunate that I was able to be selected. Like, that's a big thing. And here I am.
It's good that you found your passion, mm-hmm. you know, years later after motherhood and coming back into studies.
Yes, mm. yes. It's a big thing. It's a big thing for me, like, coming in here. I had to move away from my family, and coming into a new place and trying to start a new life, because I have been like for the past 7 to 8 years, I've been a work mom. Like I'm working, I'm studying, but also I have my two boys that I'm looking after them. And then when I came last year, it was so different. It was like a major change for me because like in the morning when I wake up, the busiest I was, I don't do that anymore. Like I don't have to worry about my kids. Like, oh, I need to cook their food. I need to make their breakfast. And they need to go to school. All those things. Yeah. So that was, I kind of felt like it was a bonus for me. But at the same time, like, it was very hard for me, just leaving my family and coming here, staying by myself the whole of the year. I missed them until the end of the year I went back. And this year I was able to bring my firstborn son over.
Mm-hmm. And the other part of your family is still in Vanuatu?
Yeah, sorry. I do have a younger child. He's a toddler. He's 3 years old. Yeah.
Separated from your family as well and trying to find community here at Otago. And it's great that you have the Vanuatu students community.
Yeah, having like, we're such a very small community, but like every time we get to meet up, we're just catching up. We're just trying to reach out to everyone, just trying to check on everyone. Are you okay? Just to take out all the stress. And it's like a stress relief for all of us coming together, yeah.
What about you, Kathy? So you're also a Manaki scholar. Can you tell us about that experience and what you're studying now?
Yes, definitely. So I am doing my master's in international tourism. Why I decided to pursue that, it's mainly... Because I was in the tourism industry for over 10 years and I find my passion that I love connecting with people. But when I started doing my undergrad, I thought to myself, I'll do information technology. And so I give myself time to dive into that. And I found that was not my place. With so much courage, I decided to put that as my minor and do Pacific Island Study as my major, just because of the different parts of the Pacific that I've lived in, like such as Samoa. And I've like... Earlier I mentioned about how I like to connect with people. That was my motivation to do my undergrad in Pacific Cultures and Study. And in the tourism, I wanted to specifically pursue my education, my master level in tourism, because in Vanuatu we... Tourism is one of the main economic in Vanuatu, and I want to focus mainly on sustainable tourism in the island. Why so? Because Vanuatu and other Pacific Island countries are vulnerable to to natural disaster, and you know sometimes it's just hard. It's just hard to. Be aware that we're having a cyclone or we're having an earthquake. It's just hard to be prepared, you know, and because it comes naturally. And then all of a sudden you hear, oh, this the tourism industry has to pause for a minute. With that, I felt like it's so unfair for especially the workers that have been in the tourism department or tourism career. It's unfair that they've dedicated so much time and effort to be in that field because you don't know their background, you don't know their story. Like we all have stories and background or whatsoever, yeah? But for example, if there's a mom or a dad that's working in the tourism career, maybe that's the only job that they have to help them survive for their family financially. And when we have those natural disasters, it will be hard for them to make income because they are being laid off work. And to me, that's very unfair. So I wanted to pursue my education in that area so that I could help the community back home and give them hope in such a way that no matter the natural disaster that hits the country, but there will still be work for them. They will still find ways to earn money to help support their family, you know. And so when I saw the Manaki scholarship link came out, actually thanks to my father who knew, I think he knew how much I have planned to come to school. So when that came out, he messaged me and he's like, there's a New Zealand scholarship here, why don't you try? So in one blink of an eye, I'm like, okay, I'm doing it. And with that, and like I said, I'm not letting anyone or anything stop me from filling out that application. You know, there's, to get something good, you have to go through challenges and trials of the trials, but just don't give up, because during that process, I've come to learn that what's for you will always be yours. Heavenly Father would make ways. You just need to trust Him and take that leap of faith and move forward. Take one step at a time, walk by faith, and you'll eventually get to where He has prepared you to be. Because of all people or of everything, Heavenly Father knows your potential, yeah? He knows your true potential. And sometimes, as human beings, it's natural for us to feel down sometimes and to feel like we couldn't make it. But we just have to trust ourselves and take that leap of faith. Even though you don't know what's behind the door, but there might be a beautiful garden of flowers behind the door, and you just have to trust yourself and do it, because it always works out in the end. What you're facing right now is, it's not gonna define who you are, but it's just a stumbling block, a stepping stone to become great, I guess. And with that, I'm so grateful, and thank you to the Manaki team, the Manaki government, I guess, the New Zealand government, to make that dream come true, yeah? With that, I came with a desire that I will go back, I will gain as much education as I can here in the University of Otago, connect with people, network with people, because I've recently learned that networking opens doors for many possibilities all around the world. And, you know, sometimes we just have to get out there and make ourselves known. It's always nice to have our own community, but it's always good as well to connect with others, because you just never know how what their background is unless you get to talk to them, or unless you find more about them, because they can help you one day, or vice versa, you know. This world is too small to hide, or it's too small to be alone. There's people all around that are willing to help you succeed, yeah? You just have to choose your right person. And to whoever that's challenging you, take it as a challenge, smile and move forward. So don't let any negativity drag you down from your education journey, or just your journey in life. Yeah. So thank you.
Oh, Let's travel to Vanuatu. I think it will be a really good chance for people to hear what life is like in Vanuatu for all of you, what's important in your traditions, your culture, and what are the things that you want to celebrate about your identity.
Like you mentioned, traveling back to Vanuatu, Vanuatu itself has a diverse culture. It has like 83 islands, and each island has their own traditions and their own cultures. For example, I come from Pentecost, from Panama province. Kathy will say which province she come from and what island she come from. And our other three friends also come from different islands. So we all have different cultures. We all have different traditions. But we do identify ourselves sometimes through food. The food that we eat, like a specialty in a dish. We do identify ourselves through clothing, artifacts. And I think Christeline is not here, but I'd like to say that on her behalf. She comes from the island of Tana. And like if you see on our poster, we do have the background of our poster. We do have a volcano there. And that volcano is active. And it's like a tourist site that a lot of tourists come, especially just to go and view that particular place. And they actually identify themselves through the Nayo feather. And I think that is one of our workshop tutorial that we will be holding during one of our activities that we will be holding during our Bishlama Language Week. And I'm just giving an example that the Tana people, the volcano is in the island called Tana. And if I'm from Pentecost and if I see a Nayo feather and if I see people dancing and putting that feather on their head, I automatically I know that, okay, this person is from Tana. So although we are in the same country, but we come from different islands and we represent our own identities, traditions, cultures, customs, even language. And I think Bishlama language is like the national language that bring us all together. So if I'm coming from a different island and I speak my own mother tongue, my own dialect. Kathy here comes from a different island and she also has her own dialect. But when we come together, we speak Bishlama because Bishlama is like a language that brings us all together. Even though we come from different cultures, different custom background identity, but coming to New Zealand, we are able to identify us through that language. It holds us together.
Oh, so yeah. It actually connects different islands
it
as
does,
well.
It does, yeah.
What's special about your island?
Well, my island, Pentecost, I think if you heard of land diving, is a tourist site as well. A lot of people come especially just to view that and enjoy it, I guess. Pentecost is such a big island. I come from the north and land diving is at the south. And I can't say too much about that, but from where I come from, I think we have our red mats. And one of them is displayed at the Tuhura Otago Museum, which when I saw that, I felt so proud of myself that I can see myself, I can connect with that mat. And we call that Bari. Bari is the smaller one. It's like 1.5 meter long. And then we have the longer ones. We call them bwana. And that is a customary mat that we use, especially during engagement, weddings, custom wedding, any other event that we could use that. And yeah.
That is beautiful that you can find something from your specific culture, mm-hmm. from your specific island here in Tuhura Otago Museum. I think that's so special that you get to see yourself there.
Very much.
What about you, Kathy? Do you want to tell us about your island?
Definitely. So I'm from Sheva province. As Janissa has said, Vanuatu has a big, Vanuatu is small yet big in a way that it has consists of 83 small islands. Sheva province, inside Sheva province, I came from a village called Bango. That's where my dad is from. And my mom came from the Shepherd Islands, which is called Tongwa. But we currently live with on my father's side. And something that I think is special about my province is it caters to all other provinces. So that's where the city is. So, and all the job is. So people from all other islands find a place or find home in Sheva as well, to make a living and stuff, make their life there. And I think that's amazing. Because sometimes you finally had people from Sheva in another island, which is, stay at our own island. But a celebration that I love about my province is the Sheva Day. Lately, we've been going all out. And, for this year, there's organizing committees that come together and put it all together. And if you see it, they just have the vibe.
It's becoming a thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's becoming a thing. And we just have the vibe to, host other people, host other, other cultures from Vanuatu. And I feel like I'm proud to be a Sheva girl. Mm-hmm. Although I married a guy from Malamba. I know my kids will be half Malamba, half Sheva. But I'm truly grateful for the different cultures that we have back in Vanuatu. And something that I really admire from specifically my village is how we hold weddings. When there's a wedding ceremony, you would never see a family do the wedding alone. It's always the community, the whole community come together, and specifically like the family for the bride or the groom, they just work together to make that event a successful one. And when I mean successful, it means like the wedding could. The actual celebration, the wedding is one day, but the actual celebration can go for a week or two, where people just come together, make food, eat, and just have fun, like just relax. Sometimes I'm like looking at them, I was like, man, we're having too much fun. But yeah, so it's nice because that's who we are, yeah? And I really do admire my... that side of the family, I guess, it's called the Tomet generation. I hope they're listening, or I wish one day they would listen to this. But I really admire them because we come from different islands of Vanuatu, but we come together through our ancestors, and that doesn't stop us. Until today, we still get together. We still... Half our kids meet each other, and even from my dad, like from our parents' side, that they, you know, connect it to each other and come to us kids. We connect to each other and get to know each other, and even our kids and their kids. So it keeps the generation alive. And in Bango, that's one of the biggest generation that you would see that almost every event that's going on, we're always put hands together to make things work out. And in my husband's culture, I do not know a lot about my husband's culture as I'm just recently married, but I'm excited to get to know as well about his culture and his people. But definitely one thing that connects us together with other cultures and other islands is the Bishlama. Everyone have their own dialects and have their own, yes, I guess, language or dialect, whatever you call. But Bishlama is something that connects us together. And in Sheva, most of the women, they wear island dress. Island dress is like, you wear it on special occasion, but a lot of people, a lot of ladies in Sheva, they wear island dress, and a lot of them sew island dresses as well. But now it became everyone in the islands now, they get to, even the other islands too, they get to sew island dress and stuff. And definitely one thing I do admire about Sheva is there's like the villages, the dialects, we have different dialects in Sheva, but it almost connect, like, for example, Pango dialect is almost like Erakor dialect. It's another village in Evade. So whenever we talk, the people from Pango talk, they can communicate with people from Erakor because it's almost the same dialect. Mm. Like we understand each other. So we're like sister or brother village.
Although it's the same island.
Wow. Yeah, although it's the same island. So, and then we have this one, you know, the villages on the north side of Evade, they speak their dialect, but their dialect, it's almost the same as my mom's dialect. So I could understand them. I speak my dad's dialect, and I understand a lot about my mom's dialect, although I appreciate both dialects, yeah? So, yeah, I think that's it. Thank you.
I'm learning a lot about the diversity of Vanuatu islands and communities, and what seems to be the connector here is Bishlama, as you've shared. Let's talk about Bishlama Language Week here in Otipoti, Dunedin. What events and programs have you got for us down here?
Okay, so we did put up a program, and the Bishlama Language Week will be open or starting off on the 26th of July, and I think that is this Sunday. And we wanted to start off our activities with the feather workshop tutorials, and we think that is one of the highlights of our activity. And we are so grateful that Christeline is here with us. She is from Tana, and like I mentioned, the Nayo feather is from her island, from her culture, and she knows how to weave it with the coconut broomstick. So she will be leading us with that particular activity on that day. The workshop tutorial will be held at Tuhura Otago Museum, and it'll start off like at 10 a.m. in the morning. And if it's open to anyone, to the public, to students, anyone, if you are not doing anything on that day, on that time, or if you are just curious and you wanted to learn about a different culture, you are most welcome to pop in and check out our workshop during the day. So that will be our activity that will be held on the 27th of on a Monday. We also liaise with the library, the Central Library at Otago, and we have a space. I mean, they actually have a space for the Pacific Islands, and I think we saw that last year we saw that different Pacific countries, islands usually come and display their artifacts on that space. And last year we went and asked if we could display our artifacts as well, and they allowed us. So this year I just went back and said, you know what, Bishlama Language Week is around the corner and we wanted to put out our artifacts. So they're like, yep, we're expecting you guys, so just come by Friday and start doing your setup. So yeah, if you don't know anything about Vanuatu Azole at all, if you happen to pass by at Central Library, I hope that you do pass on that lane that our space, our artifacts will be displayed, so that just looking at some of the things that we display, and even some books, if you are a person who loves books. Yeah, and that display will be... will be on for the whole duration of the Bishlama Language Week. It'll be there for from the 26th of July up until number 1 August, and then we will take it down because obviously after that the Cook Islands will come in. Yeah.
The next language week,
yeah. And then also during that same week, we're so appreciative of OAR FM station for having us. It is a pleasure. It is, we feel like it's an opportunity for us to just being here and promoting our language, promoting our culture, promoting our identity. It's like a big thing for us. It's new for us. First time being here. But at the same time, we feel like what we are presenting or promoting here, we do hope that it has an impact to listeners or whoever that is tuning in. So again, thank you, OAR, for having us. Just to put out our podcast and, this interview as well. We on the 28th of July, we also have a film screening, and I think we've tried to share roles between us, like you will do this, you will do that, and we chip in whenever we can. Our other Vanuatu friend, Christeline, she is the one who put up some film screening for the... for each province, because Vanuatu has like 6 provinces. So in each province, she tries to like pick up at least one culture, custom, dance or tradition from that particular province. And then she tried to put them all together, 6 different cultures. And that will be the film screening on that day. So it'll be screened at, it'll be played at 3 p.m. in the afternoon at Tuhura Otago Museum on the 28th of July. So, like, if you are listening, you are tuning in, and if you're not doing anything on that day, or if you just want to come by, it's open. There's no fee charge. Just come in and learn about something. Like, just come and watch and ask questions. We will be there, and... We will be so happy if we see anyone come by, like, yeah.
I love how all 6 provinces will be represented.
Yeah. We try to do, I think the main idea behind that is that we try to keep like all the provinces together and representing one country. And yeah. We also have our flag raising. So along the Bishlama Language Week, we have 30 July, which is our Independence Day. And it'll be our 46th anniversary. It'll be a 46th anniversary. And I have liaised with the UNICO, University College, and asked them to if we can have access to their premises and have our flag raised at their, it's like up at the rooftop. So we did that last year, and then this year we wanted to do that as well. And yeah, we also can't wait to wear our island dress on that day and just standing there and see our flag going up. That's like a whole other level for us. I mean, yeah. So on the 30th of July, 7:30 a.m. in the morning, we will be having that flag raising at the Unicol.
Yeah. And that's to mark the Independence Day.
That is to mark our Independence Day, yeah.
So there are so much events happening for Vanuatu Bishlama Language Week 2026 from 26th of July to the 1st of August. And we are so grateful for both of you, Kathy and Janista, for being here today to share lots about your culture and community. And with us here at RFM, the Bishlama Language Week podcast series will be up from Sunday. So definitely check Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Otago Access Radio for the full list of podcasts. Thank you so much, both of you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners today before we go?
I think I forgot to mention something. We do have a permanent space at the Otago Tuhura Museum. It's the Tangata Moana Pacific Room, where they keep all the artifacts for the Polynesians, the Micronesians, and the Melanesians. And I think we have a space for Vanuatu where we have our artifacts there. So like if you just happen to like pass or walk into Tuhura Museum and thinking, oh, where is Vanuatu? What is Vanuatu like? What do they have? Come to the Tangata Moana Pacific area room and find where Vanuatu is, and you'll get to see some of our artifacts that are displayed there as well.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for this opportunity that we could come and have this interview, because it tells people about our culture, our country, and where we come from, what we do. And like you mentioned earlier, that you're learning a lot, you know. If you plan to do, to travel to a destination, add Vanuatu to your list, you will not regret. You will come to love the people, the culture, and how we do things out in the islands. Very small, but full of smiles despite the challenges and trials that we're facing down there. Don't hesitate to come down there and have a visit or a vacation down in Vanuatu. Thank you.
I feel like Kathy one day will have her own tourism company. I feel like that you are the best person to be speaking about like tourism in Vanuatu, and we truly appreciate you guys here. Thank you for sharing your personality and your identity with us, and yeah, we'll catch up next time. Thanks for listening to Connecting Cultures Features on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.